Jeff Nidecker joined us a couple weeks ago. I want to say 2 weeks ago. Jeff Buys Your House, and we were talking after he came on. I had a bunch of follow-up questions, and Jeff, I figured I'd bring you back on and ask him so the listeners can hear too. Jeff, thanks for joining us again here on WGN.
Yes, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Let's go, man.
Before we get to the questions I had after the fact, just remind people who you are, what you do.
Yeah, so Jeff Nidecker, owner, founder of JeffBuysYourHouse.com. So we are a local cash home buyer serving all of the Chicagoland area since 2007.
And you are able to buy a house within a couple days or weeks, depending on, you know, the regulations in the area and how much time it takes. But you're able to set a closing date, pay with cash, and there's no funny business, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I would say the biggest advantage to folks that want to sell this route was that they get to pick the closing date. And so, as a matter of fact, we just went into contract with some sellers today in, I think, Park Ridge, and the closing date that they needed was June 11th. So whatever that meant to them, they were trying to line something up. We're able to, solidify a closing date for them at that on their time frame.
June 11th. So it doesn't, you know, we often talk about how you can do it quickly, but you can take your time too if you want.
Yeah, I would say one of the oftentimes we get calls in and people want to pick up it. That's the question is, can I actually close in 6 months or in 9 months? Now, I think it's a little more difficult just because pricing can change. But
right.
For these folks in June, yeah, they wanted a June time frame. On the other end, if people want to close in 2 weeks, assuming that we can line things up with the title company and the attorneys can agree on everything, then we can make that happen. But that's pretty much the soonest, about 2 weeks, just because of all the things you just mentioned.
Right. That's still really quick to me, Jeff. I know you say that, like, oh, I wish we could do it quicker, but that I think most people are okay with that time frame. Jeff, after you got off the air last time, you were here in studio. And by the way, Jeff assures me he's wearing his WGN radio socks.
I do. I got them on.
All right, good. You got to look at what I've got on today. I have little poker chip socks. Okay. Anyways, this is radio and people can't see this, so let's talk about things that are different. You mentioned to me, and we're not going to name any names here, Jeff, but that other companies that kind of claim to do what you do actually are just kind of moving paper around and can have problems with closing dates. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, I think one of the common questions that we often get now, and this is probably just over the last couple of years, is that a potential seller will call us and they want to confirm with us that we're not going to be, like you said, trading paper or wholesaling, they might call it. And meaning, you know, we are actually the purchaser of the property. So we are actually going to directly purchase the home from the seller, where, again, they get to pick that convenient time frame for them that works for both parties. But we actually take title, which means we close at a reputable title company, Chicago Title. We've got an attorney's office. We work with Castle Law and Gary Davidson, so a very reputable attorney there. And so we actually are closing with our cash, and they should have the high confidence in us that we can do that. And we don't actually be a buyer in order to buy their house, if that makes sense. We are the purchaser directly of the property.
Which is just, you know, at the end of the day, it's like any other transaction. You just seem, you know, you have the capital to be able to buy the house, and you have the person that wants to sell it, and you're able to connect the dots the rest of the way because you're coming, obviously, you know, with cash to this sort of situation. But we did have a texter after.
Directly between the seller and us. And like you said, I think an easy way to say it is there is no funny business. It's pretty cut and dry from that standpoint. But I think people get concerned that there might be multiple parties in the transaction, and if this doesn't happen, then I don't get what I want. And that's just not true for working with us specifically. I can't say that about others.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, I think our guard is up anytime it sounds too good to be true, right?
I agree.
So one thing that I kind of was thinking afterwards, like, and maybe the answer is no, you're just like any other buyer. You just have to be part of a company that does this. But are there any other, like, special rules or regulations about people that are in the business that you're in? Like, can people have the confidence that, you know, there's someone from the state or there's some rules or regulations that protect people in these situations? Do you kind of get what I'm asking here, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, we sign a purchase agreement with the seller just like any other real estate contract. But to answer your question directly, that besides maintaining an active entity within the state of Illinois, to my knowledge, there's no licensing because I'm not a wholesaling and I'm not a real estate broker. I'm not listing your house for sale. That's a different activity, right? That's someone that's going to solicit your home. I'm actually the buyer. So it's just It's just me and my company and our cash, you know, working with the seller directly. Again, I think the part to lean in on there is the reputable title company that things will close at, and that working with attorneys, typically on both sides, my attorney, the seller's attorney, everybody working together towards that common goal of getting the house closed and sold in this situation.
I think that's important to remind people. There are going to be attorneys who look at things on both sides, including your attorney, Jeff, and your attorney, the listener. And, you know, that should, it's just like anyone else buying a house, right? There's a contract that's signed, and there's expectations of what happens, and lawyers look over it. They haggle over things, or not haggle, but they iron out any, you know, issues or whatever, and it gets done. And usually there's no issues. And one of the best ways to do that, Jeff, and to see that is just Google reviews. Now, not every Google review is something to be taken with a grain of salt, but when you look at like a big number of Google reviews and a 4.9 rating, I mean, that speaks for itself.
Yeah, I think that's a great place for people to start. Of course, anybody can go in and leave reviews, but these aren't, there's a rating there that's a 4.9, and then there's that review or that testimonial. So I think you can go on there and kind of read people's kind of stories that have worked with us and our team. And they go on and on about the speed and the convenience and the trustworthiness and all the things that we're trying to address. They go ahead and state those things, which is great because people want to know, like you said, you're working with a reputable company, and you can go on Google and search up Kendall Partners or JeffBuysYourHouse.com, and also through the Better Business Bureau, which is a different entity that protects the rights and the interests of both parties in the transaction. So it's for sure something we'd like to lean on is the credibility factor.
For sure. Oh, by the way, JeffBuysYourHouse.com, you can call or text 630-552-6603. All right, Jeff, you and I are similar age, and not to get too dark here, but when 9/11 happened, someone like me went to college and wanted to be in radio and TV, and the thought of joining the military scared me. For you, you enlisted, and you did tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. We all thank you for your service and sacrifices. But just as a broader level, like, this is a financial show, and we talk with a lot of small businesses. You're a military veteran, and you run a business. For other businesses, small business out there, can you make the case for why veterans are an important part of any small business, medium-sized business, or large business?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to share on that. It was my certainly my privilege to do so. I think we've got an awesome country here. But to your point, I think and I would hope that we do a good job of portraying this out in the community and these core values of ours that are instilled to the company. And people feel those on the sellers get to understand like who we are. But there's a leadership and a responsibility component. I think the leadership in stressful situations, we believe in teamwork. Again, the high integrity and ethics that we have in our company. And I think that I hope that with anybody that you're dealing with that has had prior military service, whether it be for a year or for a career, that you're getting those things and doing what's right. And I think a lot of that is still instilled in today's military. I think it's changed a bit, but I think that that's still a responsibility of our nation's military. I think that's for sure that's what you get for us, is that we're going to follow through. We're going to do what we say we're going to do. And it doesn't mean that that doesn't mean that it's always going to go in our favor. That means we're going to do the right thing, even when it's tough, and make sure that we're doing right by our clients, which are the sellers in this case, right?
Yeah, any business owner I talk to that hires a veteran ends up with there's intangibles that aren't on a resume or a CV, or that you can even pick up in an interview that you gain from hiring veterans. And nearly every business owner I talk to that has hired them, you get extra benefits. I don't know how else to put it, Jeff.
Yes. Yeah, I think you do. And I think, again, I think that goes back to, I think that's what you should expect from a military person, male, female, regardless. I think that's what you should expect is to get that attention to detail and that dependability from someone that's worn the uniform. I certainly feel like we do a good job of that. At least that's what we try to do. And we wear a flag on everything that we've got. We've got them on our vehicles. We've got them on our coats and our shirts. And we're certainly proud to wear that.
All right, Jeff, it was good to catch up again. Thanks for asking my follow-up questions. I'm going to come up with more, and I'll have to call you again, okay?
Yes, let's do it. Thanks for the opportunity, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's 630-552-6603, JeffBuysYourHouse.com. And, really cool guy, interesting company that he runs there. And he's talked about it before that there's a symbiotic relationship with our other great real estate agents. Some people need that house sold. They don't want to deal with it anymore. Maybe it was grandpa's house. Maybe it's your house. You just need to get out. And there's a market for that. And Jeff does a lot of great work in that space.